Good morning. Welcome to our worship of the Lord here at St. John's Christian Church on World Communion Sunday. World Communion Sunday reminds us that we are part of a worldwide church, and it's the aspect where we remember Christians around the world. We'll talk a little bit more about that during the sermon time, and also be challenging you to think about all of the missionaries we support around the world and around the country. And we remember that in Scripture we have from Apostle Paul in writing in our sermon passage from Galatians 3:28, you are all one in Christ Jesus. So welcome to our time of worship this morning. The flowers at the altar rail are from the memorial service yesterday of Stanley Buehr. So we thank you for the prayers for the family and ask you to continue to pray as they mourn and grieve. But thank you for the congregation's support. Believe it or not, this is October 1st. Wow, September's gone. We're into a new month, so we are changing Mission a Month. And for October, it will be Operation Christmas Child. And over the next couple of Sundays, you'll be hearing some updates about OCC. So our Mission a Month will be their Operation Christmas Child for the entire month. Let us begin our worship of the Lord, focusing on our hearts and minds as we listen to and share with our praise team this morning, Here I Am to Worship.
Beauty there.
Our opening scripture comes from Psalm 25. It is the psalmist David praying before the Lord. He is seeking the mercies of God to be imparted in his life. And we pray that as we read this, God will bless us in our lives of faith. Psalm 25, verses 1 through 10. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. In you I trust, O my God. Do not let me be put to shame, nor let my enemies triumph over me. No one whose hope is in you will ever be put to shame, but they will be put to shame who are treacherous without excuse. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. Remember, O Lord, your great mercy and love, for they are from of old. Remember not the sins of my youth and my rebellious ways. According to your love, remember me, for you are good, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord, therefore he instructs sinners in his ways. He guides the humble in what is right and teaches them his way. All the ways of the Lord are loving and faithful for those who keep the demands of his covenant. Let's pray. Gracious Lord God, may we thank you and praise you for the words of the psalmist. Lord, we thank you for showering us with your mercy and with your grace. And we pray that in our lives and our times of worship, we would honor you. Lord, that we would praise you and share the gladness of our hearts and the joy of our minds, that in our time of worship, we would not only unite with you, but with one another. In the name of Christ, in whose name we pray, amen.
We will continue with that psalm as our first opening song here is Unto Thee, O Lord, which is taken right out of the scriptures. Please rise as you're able and join us. Verse 1, it says, O Lord, I will honor and praise your name, for you are my God, and you do such wonderful things. Please join us as we sing, You're Worthy of My Praise.
Amen.
As the gathered people of God, I invite you to share the peace of Christ with one another. I invite children to come forward for the children's message. Good morning. I have been asked to say a special prayer today and tomorrow. I have been asked to pray for fog on Monday morning. I tell you, I can't believe that. I'm not sure how that will work. So, do you know what this is? A globe. What's a globe? What is it, Lainey? It's kind of like a map of the entire world. Have any of you traveled out of the United States? Where'd you go? Mexico. That'd be down here on the globe. Anybody else travel outside of America? Well, I have traveled to a couple of places. I went over to Africa and spent some time in Kenya at the orphanage we support over there in Kajado. And I've traveled over to India, all the way around the world, and visited some of our missionaries that are over there. I've been to Canada a couple of times. I've been down into Mexico. There's actually someone here that spends most of his time traveling down to Mexico. Kurt Spots happens to be here this morning, so he lives down there and has friends down there and all that kind of good stuff. All around the world. Well, today is World Communion Sunday, and we have missionaries all around the world. We have missionaries. Here's the United States. We have campus missionaries that we support in Ohio, Michigan, and New Mexico. And part of the missionaries that we support, they help teach us that the church, the Christian church, is all around the world. And on World Communion Sunday, we are reminded that the church is bigger than just the people in this sanctuary this morning, that there are Christians all around the world. And if every Christian does their part in the faith of loving God, of worshiping God, of being obedient, there will be a greater opportunity for us to unite as Christians. So when someone asks me to pray for fog, because I used to be a child, and I know how fun fog days can be, but when somebody asks me to pray, I will pray for fog with the qualifier. If it is God's will. So if there's no fog and you end up going to go to school tomorrow, it's because God wanted you in school. Don't blame Pastor Eric if that doesn't work. Okay? But when someone is praying, you know, God listens to us all around the world. That's how big God is. And that's amazing. Let's pray. God, we thank you for the Christian church around the world, and we thank you for the church right here. We thank you for these children and being a part of our church family. And Lord, we just pray that together we would be united in the love of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thanks for coming up. Recognizing all the blessings that God showers upon us, we take this opportunity to give back and share the blessings with others. And as we receive our morning offering, let us bow in prayer. God, we do thank you. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your love. We thank you for the sending of your Son, Jesus, that we would have hope of eternal life and the blessing of salvation. And Lord, as we share our tithes and our offerings this morning, we share of ourselves for the furtherance of your kingdom, the furtherance of the ministry through the sharing of the gospel. So we pray that you would bless these offerings and the givers and the recipients. In your name we pray. Amen. I invite our ushers to come forward.